The Texas-raised country singer-songwriter Blaze Foley is the subject of the new film Blaze, directed and co-written by Ethan Hawke. It's based on a memoir by Foley's ex-partner, Sybil Rosen, and stars musicians Ben Dickey and Charlie Sexton, with Aaliyah Shawkat as Rosen. Before we hear David Edelstein's review, let's listen to a bit of the real Foley singing his song, Clay Pigeons.
I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas, I might go to somewhere I never been. And get up in the morning, go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone. Change your words to the song. Start singing again.
Blaze Foley. The voice sounds familiar, even if you've never heard it. It's the timbre, the ache, that doesn't slow the song, as if to say, look how sad I am, but drives it. Blaze Foley was one of those artists who, however unruly his life, could center himself in his writing and playing long enough to sit in judgment on himself. That's what the director Ethan Hawke and the star Ben Dickey capture in Blaze. And whatever else they miss, it's more than enough. Dickey is a musician who's never acted before. Although he doesn't have that iconic country baritone, he makes you believe he wrote Foley's songs. He talks to us through them.
I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. I might go back to Texas, might go to some place where I've never been. Get up in the morning and go out at night, and I won't have to come home. Get used to being alone. Change the words to this song and start singing again.
When Dickey performs, the movie is great. Hawke plainly loves hanging out with him. The way musicians, Hawke is one too, sit around for hours, playing, talking, drinking. Cinematographer Steve Kozins frames shots in ways that seem loose, but capture both the grain of a place and its aura, how it seeps into people. Throughout the film, Hawke keeps returning to Foley's last show at Austin's legendary Outhouse Bar, where he's at the end of his tether, but not, even whiskey-addled, his talent. Sadly, the rest of Blaze doesn't have that simplicity. It has fancy pants technique. It's a flashback full of flash forwards and a limited vantage, that of Sybil Rosen, who co-wrote the screenplay with Hawke. Rosen met Foley in 1975 while working as an actress in a Georgia artist community, and she lived with him in the woods in a treehouse, hence her 2008 memoir's title, Living in a Woods in a Tree, Remembering Blaze Foley. Early on, Rosen, played by frizzy-haired Aaliyah Shawkat, gets to know Dickey's big, bearded Blaze, and you feel their goofy rapport, though Dickey's diction is on the muddy side.
So you're going to be a big country star, like Roger Miller?
Huh?
I don't want to be a star. I want to be a legend.
Well, what's the difference, Debbie?
Well, stars burn out because they shine for themselves. Look at me shine. Look at me glow. I'm amazing. Legend lasts forever.
Aaliyah Shawkat is an excellent actress, and she shores up the novice actor Ben Dickey the way I imagine Sybil Rosen shored up Blaze. That's how Rosen presents it anyway. She and director Ethan Hawke view Foley's life as a struggle between two poles, the nurturing life force symbolized by that treehouse and the death-driven road where Foley wanted to be a legend, falling in with the drug-fueled singer-songwriter Townes Van Zandt. Van Zandt is played in Blaze by the charismatic musician Charlie Sexton, and in one of the film's threads, he tells stories about Foley to a clueless radio host, played by Hawke, seen only from behind. Van Zandt insists musicians need to turn their backs on their families and find a sphere apart, to the point of courting chaos. This is not, however, a film about the romance of self-destruction. If anything, it goes too far in the opposite direction, so that Foley and Van Zandt seem rudderless. Their scenes together are blurry, dull. They don't spark each other. Dickie's Foley is soft, while other characters allude to his frightening temper. He's more like a wayward teddy bear, fated to stagger into a trap. Meanwhile, Hawk's syntax, the jumps from the Austin Outhouse concert to Van Zandt's radio interview to life in the treehouse and back, muddles the momentum. He even inexplicably jumps forward and back within scenes. He's like a film student fiddling around in the editing room, and he makes a hash of the events leading up to Foley's violent death. The magic in Blaze is when time stops. In one scene, Foley, Rosen, and Foley's sister, played by the musician Alindra Segarra, visit Foley's once-abusive, near-senile father, played by Kris Kristofferson. When Foley and his sister sing a sad, sweet duet for the old man, you can imagine Kristofferson hearing it on two levels, as the now childlike father, and also the singer-songwriter who knew the real Foley, Van Zandt, and other musicians who burned themselves out, supposedly for art's sake. That's what Ethan Hawke accomplishes in Blaze, for all his silly directorial stutter steps. He makes you believe in the power of music to summon ghosts.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, like yesterday's interview with John Kerry or last week's series with current Emmy nominees, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of our interviews. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Mooj Zaidi, Thea Chaloner, and Seth Kelly. I'm Terry Gross.